Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome, come on in, have a seat, make yourself comfortable. Can I offer you something to drink, some refreshments, perhaps an aperitif? Now that you're settled, now that you're relaxed, we can get things underway. My name is Mark Menard, my co-host is Zach Clark, and whether we are appointment listening for you by now, or whether you just stumbled in off the street, the important thing is you're here for a fresh new episode of Name That News. Here's how it works. Zach and I have combed through a week of news. We have taken the clips wildly out of context, and we have set them up in little bite-sized questions for you. And then we also have some choices teed up. You don't have to come off the top of your head for this stuff. We're going to give you some choices. You pick out the choice that you think is best, and then we will answer it for you and let you know if you did well or if you failed miserably. Is that about how it works? I think so. Zach, how are you this week?
That is exactly how it works, Mark. I am doing great. We finally got some warm weather here in Michigan, so I'm wearing a t-shirt. The sun is shining. Life is good, man.
Life is good. We're closing in on the summertime. Kids will be out of school soon. People will be taking those beach vacations. I hope you're getting yourself ready, getting your bookings made for your hotels. And if you're just staying at home, I hope you're planning up your activities for your staycation. It's a beautiful time of the year when the summer hits.
Absolutely.
So let's get moving here. I believe you get to go first this week, my friend. So what you got to start us off?
That is correct, Mark. And for the first time, we will see a disgusting sense of self-promotion. This comes from the Daily J podcast at WWJ. You may recognize the voice.
Dr. Rosenblatt told me that in the state of Mississippi, cases are up 900%. 900%.
All right, Mark, cases of what are up 900%? Is it A, syphilis? Is it B, obesity? Or is it C, sunburns?
At the very least, I know that you know the answer. So, those are three terrible options. Obesity would be the most manageable because it's the one that I'm most familiar with. Sunburns are never a good time. And look, I'm not going to talk out of turn here, but I don't think I've ever had to deal with syphilis. I imagine it's not fun. My gut is unfortunately telling me that might be what it is, but I don't think I want to believe that. I'm going to go with sunburns.
Oh, no, Mark, you were right there on the doorstep. The answer is indeed syphilis.
Ugh.
I got an email from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services earlier in the week, and it said that cases of syphilis were up 25% in Michigan over the last couple of years. They had doubled in a decade, and the doctor to whom I spoke told me that in Mississippi, it was even worse, and they were up 900%. I mean, shades of Al Capone, good Lord.
All right, so when you're planning your beach vacay, maybe
the Gulf Shores of Mississippi are not going to be the place.
Maybe stay away from the syphilis hotbeds. I don't know. All right, so that comes to me. I'm going to have to follow that one with this. You know, back in the day, Jim Croce sang a song about a bad dude named Leroy Brown, and he talked about how The south side of Chicago was the roughest place to be. Well, it seems like the west side ain't great either. WBBM in Chicago reported on an attempted carjacking where the would-be victim was also armed.
There was an exchange of gunfire. Neither of the men was hit, but a bullet went through the window of a... The would-be carjacker ran away.
So what did the bullet go through? Was it the window of a school bus? Was it the window of a fire truck? Or was it the window of a gun and ammunition store?
Oh, boy. I mean, just like you said last time, none of these options are terrible. I am dead set on not being through the window of a school bus. I mean, that's just my hope, at least. If this is Zach Clark's fantasy world, it's not going to be A. You know, let's take the irony play here. I'm going to skip fire truck, and I'm going to say the window of a gun and ammunition store.
That would be the ironic answer. It's also the wrong answer. It is, unfortunately, a school bus. Luckily, there were no children on the school bus when the window was pierced by a stray bullet from this shootout over an attempted carjacking. But that's what's going on in Chicago this week. So hopefully you're having a better week than they are.
Yeah, I mean, in Chicago just elected a new mayor. And I mean, I'm sure the job pays okay, but no thanks on the headache.
You're up next. What you got?
All right, Mark, we're going to go down to your neck of the woods, actually. WWL in New Orleans. This odd rule change. Take a listen.
The process for determining there are some proposed rule changes, and there seems to be significant uproar about what this means.
All right, Mark, what would change if these rules went through? Would it be A, how we determine tall and short people? Would it be B, the technical definition of being dead? Or C, how gender is determined in utero?
I don't know if the tall and short issue is that high on the docket down here. I know a little something about the problems we have in New Orleans. I'm going to toss that one out. So now we have the definition of being dead or how gender is determined in utero. Gender is a hot button issue all over the country right now. So I guess I'm going to go with that one, how gender is determined.
Yeah, Mark, the answer is B. It's the technical definition of being dead. And I picked this.
Wow.
I picked this one because, like, you think, are you alive? No. Then you're dead. Are you not dead? Okay, you're alive. But there's an important thing here, Mark, and it is organ donation. So what they'd like to do is be able to declare certain people who are what they call brain dead to be legally dead so they can harvest their organs while they're still alive, which enhances the chance of the transplant taking. So there's a practical thought behind it. It makes sense. When I thought about it on the front side before I heard the explanation, I was like, what? Like, are we getting into zombie territory here? But I thought we're talking about New Orleans. You know, you guys got the voodoo stuff, so I didn't know.
Well, I was going to say, with the amount of time they waste on frivolous things, I wouldn't be surprised if we were preparing for the zombie apocalypse instead of fixing the potholes. But, you know, that's how things work down here. You just got to live with it.
Well, I was hoping the answer would have been A, and it would have been that 5'6" would be tall, and I would, you know, finally be that person. But it's not that. You were right.
Hey, look, 5'6", I believe, is average height. I think you're right on the mean, my friend.
I'll take it. What do you got there for us?
All right, well, look, one good softball deserves another. I'm going to throw one towards you. Little home court advantage in your territory. Let's see if the iron is kind today. We know that the weather has been screwy all over the country. Extreme heat, extreme cold, lots of storms, and a bit of history that could be made in Motown. Let's throw it over to WWJ in Detroit.
That would break the record here in Metro Detroit if last reached in 2006, so it could be one for the record books here.
Yep, a familiar voice in Carl Erickson.
So what are they expecting in your hometown? Is it record high temperatures? Is it record low temperatures? Or is it record temperatures that are just kind of meh?
So the record meh temperatures, Mark, I know that that's like one of the joke answers there, but this time of year in Michigan is so terrible because you don't know if you're going to get A or B, and sometimes you get both. I mean, there are times when I'm wearing a winter jacket at my son's drop-off in the morning, and I'm walking out, and it's 75 degrees. And look, for what it's worth, the answer is A, high temperatures, but also within a couple of days of that, it might snow. So, I mean, take that for what it's worth around here, man. It's crazy.
You are right. It is record high temperatures. I think they said 82 degrees was the record, and you guys are closing in on 81. Look, after all the cold and the snow that you've had to deal with for the past like 3 or 4 months, you're getting a little warm up.
Yeah, I had my sunroof open when I went to get lunch earlier. It was fabulous. I love it.
So now that brings us to the section of the show that we call the cliffhanger question of the week, where we leave one open for you from the previous week, and then you get a whole week to mull it over. So first, we have to check out last week's cliffhanger question of the week, and that one was yours. Let's remind everybody what we had going on.
Yeah, that's right, Mark. It was from KCBS. Take a listen.
Hawaii lawmakers are considering legislation that would require tourists to pay for a...
All right, Mark, the question was, what are Hawaiian legislators considering forcing tourists to buy? A grass skirt and coconut bra, B, a full pig on a spit, or C, a year-long state park pass?
All right, so we talked about this one a little bit last week. We mulled it over, and I told you about how I had the friend in high school whose mom was from Cuba, and every year they had a full-on pig roast in the backyard. They'd dig a pit, they'd put the pig on a spit, and they would roast it up, and it was delicious. So my obese gut is hoping that it's a full pig on a spit, because that would be the best-case scenario for everybody involved.
Yeah, and last week, Mark, you remember saying it wouldn't make any sense to buy a year-long state park pass because you don't know how long you're going to be there. But that's the point, Mark. The answer is C. It's a year-long state park pass. And the thought is that Hawaiian territory, like the actual earth, the preserves, the parks, the waters, the shorelines, the coastlines, that they're all very fragile and that tourists come and enjoy them, but they only pay for hotels and airplane tickets. They don't pay enough of their share to help protect the areas where they visit. And so the thought is that you'd have to buy this year-long state park pass, whether you were going to use it across the course of a year or not. It wouldn't matter, but it would help preserve the things that you would enjoy while you were there.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. Throwing Mother Nature a bone with this. I'm all for that, but I still contend if you save up for a Hawaiian vacation, I don't know how many times in a year you're gonna go there. We'll see how it works out. Hopefully that they can raise the amount of money they need to keep everything beautiful in that beautiful, beautiful island.
But I'm with you. I still contend that spit roasts are delicious when it comes to full pigs with an apple in its mouth. So
I would be fully behind that. That should be a law everywhere. You should always have a pig on a spit ready to go at a moment's notice. So that brings us to this week's cliffhanger question of the week. And it's mine. So let's get into it. There are two certainties about people that I know. One, there's a lot of us. And two, we have an itch to explore. We are running out of uncharted territory, but there's still a little bit left. And where there's untouched nature, there's always a developer looking to build on it. One such spot may be getting some crucial zoning to get the ball rolling, but it's not the type of zoning you find at a city council meeting. Our friends at Something Offbeat have the story.
Efforts might make the time change bit of it easier to understand when people eventually do start traveling to the... In February, news broke that the agency is working on creating a time zone.
So what pristine, untouched bit of land will soon get its own time zone? Is it A, the Antarctic, B, the Amazon, or C, the moon?
I don't know, Mark. I got lost in the dulcet tones of Lauren Berry's voice on that one. I mean, look... The Antarctic, can you even have a time zone there? With the way that it is so close to the center of the, and you look at how the sun never goes down sometimes and it never comes up sometimes. Like, there's some people I follow on TikTok that they're influencers from that part of the world, and it's like, man, it's like living in a time warp. I mean, the Amazon, does the Amazon even exist anymore?
Well, look, both of those, maybe that's why they need their own time zone. Just playing devil's advocate here.
That's what I'm saying. And then I love the concept of, like, you know, like we have MT already, like mountain time, but now that becomes like moon time. I love the thought of it being on the moon. It's crazy, but I mean, you know, that's why we do this show.
Well, look, first of all, I specifically chose Lauren Berry to throw you off because I knew that voice would just mellow you out.
I'm entranced until we get the answer a week from now, Mark.
But second, you have a whole week to think about it. And look, what I would encourage everybody to do, I'm going to go ahead and say it's not cheating if you go and download Something Offbeat and give it a listen.
Agreed. Hall pass.
You get a free hall pass if you want to get the answer a little bit early and go listen to Something Offbeat. It's always a fun listen, and it is fully endorsed by the Name That News stamp of approval.
That's right. Solidarity.
So we will get that one for you next week. We'll come back and look, that means we get to play Lauren Berry's voice again next week when we redo the question and give you the actual answer. But for now, that's it. Special thanks to Brian Fisher, who helped put this silly little show together. And special thanks to you for joining us. If you like what you heard, then please pound that subscribe button, bookmark us on your browser, set a reminder on your calendar, because we're going to be here every single week with another episode of Name That News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.